Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
To the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located inside the River House at East River 9. Be lifted to experience the wonder of John and Lance as they commence to birdie the third hole of Del Olaya. Now, that's some golf.
I went back to Ohio.
Hi, welcome back. You're on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. DJ BNMA is going to be joining us. And I forget, is it weekly, DJ, or are you going, or you're every other week with us?
I think every other week.
Every other week? Yeah, every other week. Okay, so we got to start. We're starting here. A lot of worry about the offensive line, DJ. That's probably the number one issue with this team right now, as if it wasn't going to be, even if everybody was healthy, it would still be a bit of a question mark. But a rookie quarterback making his first start against this team that is supposed to be pretty darn good and has been historically good defensively, how your worrisome level for the offensive line in week one?
Yeah, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, my worry would probably be a 5. I wasn't
That's
as
it?
Worried because I thought Titus would be, I didn't think Titus was going to go on the IR last week or week before that, but seeing him this week, talking to him a little bit, once I saw he did go on the IR, I wasn't surprised because like, he wasn't ready. He was close to being ready to come back to the plane in Missouri. I mean, I remember asking him about can you play with a full cast? And he said, you're going to play with a short cast. Full cast, you can't really play with it because you can't move your wrist. So obviously, he was in the full cast. So that kind of set off some alarms. They did bring in Josh Jones. So I'm kind of interested to see how he looks at left guard. Mainly because he wanted to play left tackle, and right guard. So he has versatility, but he's not playing left guard in the NFL. So I think that's where my level of concern starts to rise a little bit because it's like, okay, you still got Laramie, you still got Shaq, but now you put a guy that hasn't played left guard before. All right, that's a concern. You have a 6-round rookie that's going to be playing center. That's a concern. George Grant, solid, but obviously, you must rather have Titus out there. But I think in week one, it's at a 5. It would be higher if, ironically, if they didn't have Josh Jones. Because if they didn't have Josh Jones, I don't know, all right, now we're having some legitimate issues. But I can hear more about the fact that Josh Jones hasn't played left guard. Because if you're just being honest, I don't think there'd be that much of a drop-off between him and Kenyon Green, if you're just being totally honest. Kenyon was still a developing player, was still raw. So, like, he had to grow into that. I mean, he has developed into, like, being what we think he could be as a first-round pick. But, like, in all honesty, like, he was still playing at a replacement level type of player at that point. You know what I mean? So, that and then, obviously, the center position. I mean, Patterson is cool, but obviously I think Scruggs is better. So, I think there'll be a little bit of drop-off there. But again, we don't really know what we're going to get from Scruggs or Patterson in the regular season. So, like, I think on paper, it can seem like the sky's falling for the line. But in reality, like, Grant Kenyon was at a replacement level at that point. And then, you know, we didn't really know. So, the only thing where I know we're going to get much of a drop-off, is getting an actual drop-off, is Fant. And Tyus Howard's a Fant, you know? Because, I mean, Fant's solid, but Tyus Howard was a legitimate Pro Bowl caliber right tackle last year. If he was on the team to have one on the right, he would have made it.
DJ Bienemae is our guest right now. We're talking Texans football, and they got a matchup against the Ravens. And this is, you know, we talked about the offensive line because it's so important protecting a rookie quarterback. But one of the best ways to protect the rookie quarterback is by running the football effectively. How do you see, based on the comments made by Bobby Slowick and what you've seen at a practice, what do you see from a carry count going on between Singletary and Damian Pierce? How do you see that stacking up in game one?
I would say that I think Damian will still get the bulk, so I would say like 65% of it, and then Singletary getting 35% of it. I think that Damian will still get the bulk for the most part. I think the offense is still going to run through Damian. Obviously, you got to give him a breather and put, you know, Devin out there. Thank God it's Devin and no longer Rex Burkhead. But, you know, since Devin Singletary will be out there instead of Pierce from time to time. But I think it'd be like 65-35. And also, think, you know, Pierce is, like, I think Singletary is fine. Like, I think he's a productive quality running back. But I think this year, Pierce can step into that top tier, top 10 type of realm at the running back position. Because we saw what he did last year, and he had a shaky interior offensive line last year, and he was still top 7 in rushing by the time he got hurt against the Dallas Cowboys in week 13. And he missed the last 4 games. He was at, I don't believe he was at 939 rushing yards with 4 games to go. So, like, there's a world where he could have been at 1,100 yards, even 1,200 yards by the end of the season if he had played every single game. So I think he's going to take that next step into that realm where we're talking about him as a top 10 back. So that's why I'm saying 65-70% of the carries, because once you see him, once he gets rolling and you see him taking that next step, it's going to be kind of hard to take him off the field.
Yeah.
DJ Bienemae with us here, and he is brought to you by Houston Powder Coaters and the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, both bringing you DJ Bienemae every other week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How are they going to stop Lamar? And by the way, it's not that easy. It's even tougher now because you got a new offensive coordinator, and you're not exactly sure how he's going to come at you this time.
Man, that's a great question. It's funny, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and I looked up online. Actually, I was all right. Watching the Kansas City game last night, I felt a little bit better about what I was telling the person on my podcast yesterday about how to stop Lamar. Kind of turned into backyard football to an extent, because we saw with Mahomes where basically everything last night against the Lions was backyard football. And, like, you know, he was so effective at times, but the offense couldn't get any consistency. So I was saying, all right, you need your coverage on the back end to be really sticky so that you make Lamar hold the ball and then he's padding it and now he's trying to turn his backyard football and he's scrambling, because I don't think that's sustainable for an entire game. And last year, in scrambles, like when he was scrambling, he went 8-31 for a passer of 26 with an interception, no touchdowns. So, okay, if you can turn into that, you know, you have a good shot. Granted, it's boom or bust, because Lamar, when he's scrambling around, can turn a potential 2-yard sack into a 20-yard gain. But you have the chance of also turning that potential 20-yard gain, could mess around and also become an interception on the next play when he tries that, you know? So that's what I was saying. You know, I texted a coach that played against Lamar, game playing against Lamar, and he told me straight up, just play straight up. Like, don't do anything exotic, kind of turn him into a passer and live with the results in that capacity. But I think what makes everything tricky is the fact that he's in new offense. So we don't really know what we're going to get, because Todd Monken has never coached a guy like Lamar on the NFL level. Like, that's the last two times he was a coordinator, it was with Baker and James. And we all know Lamar is one way better than both of those guys, and their styles are completely different. So I would say, you know, I look up some stats, you know, getting him some third and long, blitz a little bit to, like, speed up that clock. But then again, you know, D'Amico isn't necessarily, like, the blitz-happy guy, because, you know, based on the San Francisco, he had Nick Bosa, he had Armstead and things of that nature. So, like, I'm ready to see what the game plan is going to be, to try to stop Lamar. Like, he blitzed a lot on third down because last year he was, well, since he's been in the league, since 2018, he's 20th in QBR when being blitzed and 34 in completion percentage when being blitzed. So I'm all right. There is, like, some type of a formula to slowing him down. You obviously just have to be strategic when you deploy it.
DJ BNMA, brought to you by Houston Powder Coaters and Golden Nugget Lake Charles, every other week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're out of time. DJ, thank you so much. We appreciate what you do throughout the day, well, every day on our station here, bringing us Texans information. You got a prediction for this one?
I think, so obviously the spread's 10. I think the Texans cover, because I think when you factor in the fact that the Ravens are going to be basically a new offense for Lamar, you factor in that the majority of the receiving core hasn't actually played that much football with him. Zay Flowers first start with him, Odell first start with him. Rashad Bateman has played with Lamar, but we've all seen that Rashad Bateman hasn't played as much as you would like because, you know, he's dealt with injuries, and then Lamar's got hurt, so he's back in when he's been healthy. So when you combine all that, you have all these moving pieces also learning this new offense. So I think that it might not be fireworks week one. As the Texas defense played up to the potential, I think that it can be a one-score game in the fourth quarter where Texas have a chance to either tie or take the lead. But I still have the Ravens pulling out because the Ravens are a team that's just more advanced in their program, you know? So yeah. I'll probably go 23-17.
23-17. He's got the Texans covered right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks, DJ. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you to Houston Powder Coaters and the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. When we come back, Beat the Limo Guy returns to the city of Houston. Does it get any better than Beat the Limo Guy right here on ESPN? Oh, well, maybe it does. Beat the Limo Guy. I see. I have a bond with the limo guy. We're both Coors Light enthusiasts. We are both Coors Light enthusiasts. That's right. Anybody who knows Justin knows he's a Coors Light guy through and through. He's got a place up in Rise where he's got a refrigerator that is stocked just with Coors Lights. That's the kind of enthusiast he is. And that's why we're friends, okay? Because we share in our enthusiasm for Coors Lights. If you share an enthusiasm for Coors Light, come and see. Or if you've never tried Coors Light, come to Nick's Place on Sunday because I'm giving away. We're buying you Coors Lights throughout a football game that starts at noon, ends at about 3:15 or so. We are going to be buying this Sunday at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. We're going to be buying Coors Lights throughout the game. So if you are looking for a great place to come and watch the game and get your Coors Lights on, what? That's right. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing every single time. Come on out Sunday, Nick's Place, and we're going to drink some Coors Lights.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live from East River 9, you found the trench.
Get in the trench.
Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 East River 9. Love East River 9. If you haven't been out here, you've got to come. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're playing Beat the Limo Guy again. And I know the city is excited about this. The city loves this, okay? Because first you got a chance at double bangers, which the people love, okay?
You want to explain to people?
Yeah, what's a double banger?
You might want to explain.
A double banger is when, okay, the Browns are playing the Bengals. Justin takes the Browns, and the contestant takes the Bengals.
You just fade them.
So that's a double banger because that game has
double meaning.
Double meaning.
Importance.
So, yeah, it's that much more important. It's like the SEC. It's just that important.
I think it means more.
It means more.
I think
whatever.
That's what they say.
Something like that. So our first contestant, Frank was listening the other day, and he is our first contestant to play the new and improved Beat the Limo Guy. Frank, how are you?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
What do you do for a living, Frank?
I'm a mailman.
Mailman? And so you listen to the show all day long while you're driving around?
All day long. I have nothing else to do.
That's right. Well, thank you for your service, Frank.
What an endorsement.
Got nothing else to do. That's our
good
slogan.
I appreciate your honesty.
Hey, I'm going to listen to the show. I got nothing else to do.
What else am I going to do?
Doesn't get any better than that, Frank. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And now you're going to benefit because we're going to be playing for four tickets to a baseball game Monday night at a place called the Juice Box. Second row, right there on the first base line. And Justin, who is the limo guy, is the guy who's providing that and the limo ride there and back should you beat him. And Justin is joining us once again here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, Justin?
Good to be back with you guys.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you back. We really appreciate it. This is so much fun. This is great. The people love it because they got a chance to get a limo ride there and back and four free tickets to an event here in the city of Houston. Now, Justin, besides being the limo guy, is also the proprietor of Rise Rooftop Lounge and also of Warehouse Live. So what's going on at those locations, Justin, that we can promote here?
Yeah, we got a busy week at both. Tonight at Warehouse Live, we have La Russell. You're into the rap scene. Tomorrow, we have two shows. I guess we have some famous YouTuber that goes on at noon named CG5. Tomorrow night, we got a local rock showcase. It's a free show, so you just have to go grab your tickets for free. Hold On Hollywood is headlining that. Wednesday, another rap show, OGZ. Thursday, we have Elder, which is a rock show. And then over at Rise tonight, we have Dex the Daps, which is a reggae show. Saturday, we have an event called Everyday People, which I guess is some global dance party. It's making a Houston debut, and it's already sold out. And then Sunday Funday at Rise, which is also free. Tributes to Billy Joel, David Bowie, and Stick. So a little bit of everything for everyone.
Nice. No, it is. Absolutely. A lot of stuff for everybody there. Reggae, rap, rock, all of it. I didn't hear any country, but that's not you.
Okay. No country.
Beat the limo guys back, and we got tickets. So you cannot, Frank can't pick the Monday night game because we're going to be having it all decided by Sunday night because the tickets, should you win, will be for the Monday night game at the Juice Box. So let's play Beat the Limo Guy. As always, Justin is first. Justin, who you got?
Well, listening to your previous list or listening to your previous caller, I got to go with the Texans. I think they're plus nine. I would have liked them at plus 10 earlier, but I think they're plus nine now. But would have liked them at plus 10, but looks like they're nine.
They're nine. The Texans are nine. So right now, Justin has the Houston Texans plus nine. Frank, who you got?
I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is
minus 5.5.
I got minus four and a half, and we're going for the official site. That's even better for you. At Jacksonville minus 4.5 against the Indianapolis Colts. Justin?
Well, the Colts was going to be my next pick, but I'm not sure I'm ready for a double banger quite this early. So let's go on. Let's go to Washington.
You got the Washington Commanders minus 7 against the Arizona Cardinals. Washington Commanders minus 7. Frank?
Minus 7. Ain't nothing wrong with a double banger early in the morning. Let's go. I'm going to take Green Bay.
Green Bay plus 1 at the Chicago Bears. Green Bay plus 1 at the Chicago Bears. Justin?
Let's roll over to the Giants. You got them plus 3.5 or plus 3?
Plus 3.5. The New York football Giants are at this moment of our lives plus 3.5 against the Dallas football Cowboys. Frank?
I like this. Three and a half.
I'm going to take Cincinnati.
The Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals at this point in our lives are minus 1.5 against the Cleveland Brown people. Well, not Brown people.
Cleveland Brown people.
I would delete that. Delete that tweet,
doesn't,
John.
Don't
delete
put that on the podcast.
No,
edit that out.
Let's delete that post.
The Cleveland Browns.
It's not like you're doing Cincinnati Red Stockings. You thought you were going to do one of those things. And you go, Cleveland Brown people.
That was wrong.
You regretted that.
Immediately I regret that decision. Justin, what you got?
Let's go with Tampa Bay.
Tampa football players are playing are plus five against the Minnesota Vikings.
Tampa football players.
Well, I'm looking for the game while I'm doing camping. This.
I think you went as far as you could possibly go, actually. I don't think you can get
I'm looking for the game while I'm speaking, and I got it. Plus five, Tampa at Minnesota, plus five. Frank?
I'm going to go with Seattle. No Cooper Kupp, so I'm going to go Seattle.
Seattle is a team that is minus 4.5 at this point in our lives. Minus 4.5 against the Los Angeles Rams. Justin, your last pick.
Well, I was going to take Seattle, so in that case, I'm going to have to go back to my number two pick with the Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts is a double banger. Double, double, double banger. Banger. Bang, bang, bang.
Who are the Colts playing?
The Colts are playing the Jaguars.
Okay, so plus 4.5.
Plus 4.5 at this point in our lives. And finally, Frank, your last pick.
Oh, I'm going to call you double banger, and I'm going to take Dallas.
The Dallas Cowboys are a double banger, 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 banger,
pound, 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 pound. Don't say
a lot of
pound.
Going around.
Pound, pound.
Pound, pound. That's awful. Plus minus 3.5 at the football Giants. All right, there you have it. Two double bangers. These are important games, people. They could decide who will win this week's Beat the Limo Guy.
I have a question, though.
Yeah,
I have a question. If I do win, what time will the memo be there at the house?
Ooh, ooh. I think Justin will work that out with you.
Yeah,
Justin will get all your information and work that out with you.
Yes,
I work with a post office doing nothing, so I got to make sure I'm there on time.
Okay. My man's getting a little ahead of himself. I think.
No, he's already beat you.
He knows your reputation.
Make sure the limo's on time, there, Justin.
Hey, yeah. Snap two, Justin.
The last time I played you, I went 5-0. Yeah, so.
Oh, he's played Justin before.
Yeah, he's got some history with Justin and a.
I thought I told you not to let him play again.
Justin, why don't you get a little revenge game?
Yeah,
going?
Now let's see. Oh, so I was going to win one in a row.
I was going to do the King Tom Bundy and do an extra one.
Damn, Dustin! I hope you win this because if not, man, this man every year is coming for a free limo ride.
This man's already taking money out of your pocket.
Wow.
He thinks he's going to do it again.
Wow!
Just to clear up, get the.
He says you're his bia.
Let's get the games in order and just to make sure we got them all right. We got Justin got the Texans plus 9, the Commanders minus 7, the Giants plus 3.5, Tampa Bay plus 5, and the Colts plus 4.5. Frank has Jacksonville minus 4.5, Green Bay plus 1, Bengals minus 1.5, Seattle minus 4.5, and Dallas favored and minus 3.5 as well. We've got a couple of double bangers. We'll keep track this weekend, and Frank's talking a lot of noise. So, Justin, not that you have any control over this, but let's hope, at least for your sake, you come out the winner.
There we have it.
I appreciate it.
All right, Rise, what's the websites for both?
RiseRooftop.com and WarehouseLive.com.
There you go. You can see all of the action, what's going on, get the entire schedule right there at either of those websites. As always, Justin, thank you. Frank, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and best of luck to both of you this weekend with Beat the Limo Guy. Taking a break right now.
Yeah. All right, good luck. Thanks, guys.
All right, there it is. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Time to talk once again about my peeps over at the U of H. Man, they really are pushing this thing. We gotta fill that place up, and for good reason is because back in the Big 12, we want this to be a huge home field advantage. TDECU Stadium needs to be full. It needs to be red. You need to be loud. You need to get behind your team, playing a team that was in the national championship game. Last year, just this past season, we saw what their defense is. Johnny Hodges calls it a laughing stock. We'll see if the Cougs can take advantage of it. But it's the first Big 12 game ever for the University of Houston. We want to fill it up. UHCougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS. You got a $66 three-game package that you can buy. This is the way to go. You get three games. There's $22 a game. You can't pick the Texas game, but you can pick all the other. There's a bunch of games that you can't pick. So get to UHCougars.com and see for yourself. And let's go. We got to fill this place up. We got to have fun. We got to be loud. We got to beat them TCUers, those horny frogs, next Saturday. So if you're looking for a great time, UHCougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.
Johnny G's not going to have to travel far to make today's tee time. He's already at East River 9 in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios and broadcasting live with his swing coach, Lance Z, and angry caddy, Dello.
Angry caddy, angry caddy.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Beat the Limo Guy. Good stuff. We've got that every week now. And so you got to keep on listening. We don't know what day we're going to pick. Maybe we just change it up. So if you're, you know what, if you're listening, you don't just not destinate. You got to listen all day now, every day.
Yeah, normally in the past we've done it. I think even the Friday, the same Friday that we did the game, we would pick another listener. They have to wait all week. So it's just listen all show, yeah, all week, and then you'll figure out when your chance to win comes. So Justin's has been a great partner with us. And he does pay out if he loses. So
yeah,
be ready. He's funded a lot of trips.
A lot of trips. He's been really bad at this.
Yes, he's not great. Frank didn't have to go 5-0 to beat Justin. You rarely have to do that. So stay tuned. Keep listening. You'll get your chance to beat the Limo Guy.
Yeah. Apparently, Laramie Tunsil was watching that game last night. He's like, hey, how come he gets to do it and I don't?
You.
How come I'm good?
You're even earlier.
Yeah.
The thing that's going to get him, though, it's not going to be the false start. It's going to be lining up in the backfield. I guarantee you that will be called early on him,
yes,
in the next game.
Yeah, it made such an issue of it last night.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, Juwan Taylor, the right tackle?
Yeah.
Is he the right tackle right for the Jacksonville Jaguars was, as Chris Collinsworth put it, playing slot receiver as opposed to being on the line of scrimmage in the game. And he got called for one false start, but he was in the backfield, too.
Now, actually, you technically can do that as long as you have the men on the line, and maybe that's something Kansas City, because I saw on one, you had the wide receivers on the line, and you had him back up.
You have to have enough players on the line,
of scrimmage.
But then, if you've got two wide receivers that are both on the line of scrimmage, this one is ineligible.
Yeah, okay, because
the inside one is ineligible.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So,
you can't do it. They're not trying to do that, but he is. Look at how far back he is. I mean, and people are pointing out, Terry McCauley said on the Chiefs right tackle, he's not even remotely close, and it's really putting the defensive end at a tremendous disadvantage when you can get that far back. You can't get around him.
Well, it takes away the speed rush. So J.J. Watt talked about it. It allows you to widen out. So basically now your edge is wider. And so if you know a guy can't go around you because you're too far out there, and you're sliding the protection to that guy anyway, so the guard's coming in to get that B gap, then you don't really have a place to go if you're the defensive end. That's why the Lions basically, now I think they're going to do this all the time, is move him down inside to tackle on rushdowns.
Hutchinson.
Yeah, I think they're going to do that anyway because it's the J.J. Watt theory. A big, strong, explosive guy against a guard is kind of a mismatch in the NFL today. So I think that's going to happen anyway. But it really, I think they had to do it prematurely because they knew that this is too big of an advantage.
So what else did we? Okay, Joe Burrow with the biggest contract. He's got
$219 million guaranteed. He's the highest paid player. Who's the next guy up? Like, we knew Joe Burrow would be.
Yeah.
I think we're out of business for a little while on the next. Will Chris Jones beat Nick Bosa?
As a defensive tackle?
One's an edge rusher and one's inside.
Now, Chris Jones does get after the quarterback. But
inside rusher who gets 20 sacks at that position
is
actually more valuable.
Yeah.
But I bet you he doesn't get as much because you have rookie contract at quarterback for Bosa and you got Pat Mahomes' contract in Kansas City. So
yeah.
I bet he'll get in the neighborhood. Chris Jones, you know, is this selfish? I think the
Colts, about that he's up in the suite last night watching the game?
I think it's his way of saying, look, I'm still with the team. I'm still down. This is business. But football people, I've talked to a few football people about some of this going on, and they said this is just selfish. You have money, you can collect your contract and still be working on contracts. Like, not playing isn't really...
Well, tells you're serious about it. That's
yeah,
for sure.
It shows you're serious, but you are under contract, too. Like, you are hurting. Two of his teammates came out and, like, were begging him to come back. Yeah. Well, no. Kelsey was on that side, but there was somebody else on the Nick Bosa side. But, you know, Travis Kelsey's, like, begging you to come back. If you've already gotten a second contract and now you just want to raise, like, can't you do that? Can't you make the money that you're contracted for? Why are you getting an extension before a season? Like, do your contracts really not matter at all?
Well, apparently
not. Negotiated
apparently
one?
Not.
No,
matter.
But that's why there's some people who think this is a very selfish move. Yeah. Like, it's a completely me move when you're one of the higher paid tackles already and you negotiated a second contract. For him to say it's me, this is the argument I've heard. This is about me, and we'll worry about the team later, even though they have given you a market deal previously. It's just that the market changed. Well, when you're up, you'll be able to take advantage of it as well. Or you can work on this in the off season. But now you've taken away – frankly, I'll go ahead and say it. I think you lost because Chris Jones wasn't on the field. I know how bad the offense was, but the defense couldn't stop the running game at the end of the game. I think they controlled the game at parts because of their ability to run the ball between the tackles. I think it really hurt Kansas City. Now, if anything, it helped push the
That's exactly what it does.
It helped push the leverage for Chris Jones. Is that a selfish move, though, for Chris to just look out for a contract when he's under contract for a high amount? Is that selfish?
Is it selfish that he's not there? He's under contract and he's not there. Yes, it's selfish.
Yeah, it is.
He's being. You know what? He's taking care of his money, and that's what he wants. That's what he's doing.
But not
it's
his
absolutely
team.
All about him. It's all absolutely all about him. The Astros, by the way, they're just a half game up on the Mariners because the Mariners won last night, 1-0. Castillo pitched a beauty last night. Tampa couldn't score a run, 1-0, and the Mariners now just a half a game out. They're tied in the loss column with your Astros. So this is we're coming down the stretch here.
Who are the pitchers this weekend? Who are we looking at?
We got Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown starts tonight with his new windup, his new delivery, which is good. He's taking on Blake Snell. Then you got Javier and Lugo. And France and Hill.
So France is the third.
Okay. Yeah. And then Fromber pitches on Monday night. Fromber, Verlander, and Brown are going to go at it against the A's. You got 12 of your next 15 at home, which is a bad thing for the Houston Astros. It's unbelievable, but just one game over 500. And it starts tonight against San Diego, who's a good team, and they just suck all year. They've just sucked all year.
Well, then they're not a good team.
This is like
they?
The Yankees. No, you got so much talent.
Yeah, they're a talented team.
They got
team.
So much talent, and they've underperformed. And here they are coming to Minute Maid.
You don't want guys to get well here. And they do have a good pitcher. I mean, yeah. Blake Snell's a good pitcher.
No, absolutely. Blake Snell's been really good this year. He's a Cy Young candidate this year. So this is not a good time. That's so crazy.
Not a good time what?
It's so crazy. It's awful to be home. I would much rather they were on the road.
Nah, this is where it happens. This is where the magic happens.
Okay.
Six in a row at home.
Okay, you don't have a big enough sample size now?
9 straight wins.
Wow.
9 straight wins coming for the Astros.
Wow.
Wait, no, because they got swept. Yeah, 9 straight wins coming for the Astros. Sweep. Double sweeper. Christian Javier, I'm going to say he struggles.
You think Chris not?
That. Yeah, but I think they'll still get a win.
They'll still get the win despite.
Urquidy comes in, throws 100 pitches again, like he's wont to do.
Okay.
No, he won't throw 100. But Urquidy will be they'll double up. That's now the thing they
it's
do.
What they
Javier
do.
To Urquidy.
Yep.
Javier will get you through 4 2/3. Maybe 5. If he's going well, he'll get you to 5. He'll go through 5, get you to the 6th. Yeah, and I think he gives up 4 runs. Kind of standard. I'd love to see him get below 3. Does he have a quality start in the last 2 months? Has he had a quality start since
Who,
July?
Who, Christian Javier?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1.
He did have 1?
He did have 1. Yeah, he had 1. Sean, what's the update on the USA basketball? Any update? Any
I actually
idea?
Looked away, and now it's SportsCenter. So I think they lost. It wasn't looking good.
It wasn't looking good. Oh, yep. It was 9-4.
No. Yeah, he means U.S.
The U.S. lost 113-111 in the semifinal against Lance's boys, Germany.
Your schnitzels are going to the final.
Schnitzels. See, the schnitzels. What's his name? Noah Lyles is right. We got to quit saying NBA teams are the kings of the world.
We can't even be world champs. We can't be world champions when we actually have the U.S.
They had
playing.
0-0 all NBA guys on the team.
Well,
zero.
Because they weren't good enough. They got cut in the tryouts.
The all NBA guys.
They couldn't wait to play in the FIBA thing. Like, they don't even like playing in, like, games.
Is that enough of the Austin Reeves stuff? Is that enough of the Austin Reeves stuff?
Okay, Austin Reeves
scored
is not
one,
the
they
lead.
Scored 111.
And how many did they give
he
up?
He doesn't defend. Wait,
you know why?
Because Austin Reeves
Dylan
is out there.
Is a traitor and played for Canada.
Actually, he's just Canadian. That's not being a traitor.
No, he's a traitor. No. And if he'd have played for America like he should have, we would have stopped him.
Why would he
have? They'd have scored 109.
Why do you think he should have played for the Americans?
Because where does he make his living? America.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, but Messi made his living for years in Spain and never played for...
He's an American now.
Well, that's okay.
He's played for Argentina.
Wait. Is Messi going to play for us in a World Cup?
Yes, because
no.
He's
can you imagine winning World Cups in two different countries?
That's not how it works.
It could work like that. If he gets... we can fast-track
his citizenship. There's a lot of people in Miami that aren't Americans, I can tell you that.
I know, but we can fast-track his citizenship.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Has anybody ever won a World Cup for two countries?
No. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you right now. Messi won't play a minute for the U.S. national team. That's my prediction.
Okay.
That's my
you know
prediction.
What? Do you want to be considered the GOAT? You know what? I changed. Maybe Ronaldo or Pele.
He won't do it either. He's not going to play for the U.S.
No, but Cristiano Ronaldo will play for anybody that's got money.
Yes, if they got
money. He's playing for the Saudis.
Pay him, he'll play.
In the next one.
He won't be allowed to. That's all.
When we come back, if
Al Qaeda had a soccer team and they paid him enough,
wow.
Ronaldo's like, ugly. Is the money right?
Is he your soccer version of Garrett Cole?
Yes,
with Garrett Cole.
My wife has made comments about Ronaldo.
Oh, she likes him.
I got to bury Ronaldo. Yeah.
All so
she never said anything about it.
Every woman likes him, except you know.
So would Rhett?
The one he got
so
a would aggressive
so,
with.
So would Rhett Miller do the fight song for the Al Qaeda team then too?
I don't know. He.
Your
now,
wife makes
she
comments.
Likes Rhett Miller better than Chris. She just says Cristiano Ronaldo's a, you know, oh, he's a cutie or whatever.
Oh,
I mean, she says
she
that
she likes Jeremy
people,
Pena, too. Yeah. Yes, everybody
see
loves
what
the
I'm
heart.
Doing?
Everybody loves
see the
heart.
Heart.
Time for me to talk
Every
about
woman loves
mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It is the place to go to get your game on. Listen. It's time, baby. Football season is here. You got all the games coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Are you kidding me? Are you at games tonight, tomorrow? You got all these chances to make money. You know football. This is the time to get it on mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie is the place to go if you want to find out. First of all, you're going to get a deposit bonus, a welcome bonus on the house. You're going to get extra money to play with. Whatever you decide that you want to play with, they're going to give you more. And they're also going to give you a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. So you're looking for a great play to win and get paid. You got a cash out early system now that is crazy. You win the first two legs of a parlay, and you can cash out early. It's crazy. You can use it on another bet, or you can let it ride at a chance at an even bigger payday. Use your cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Best place to play. If you've never seen it, go to the website and see for yourself. You got to put in promo code BET975 to get your welcome bonus and your free chip in the MyBookie Casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big weekend of sports. We got the Padres in town. We got the Texans starting up their football season. So we will talk to you again on Monday. Thank you to East River 9. How awesome this place has been. We're going to be here all day long. And if you're looking for a great place to come, if you've never seen this par 3 course, it's awesome. You cannot have a better backdrop than the skyline of the city of Houston here. It's a beautiful. This is the best skyline view in the city right here. This one is the best in the city.
Yeah, this really is.
It
That's
really
fantastic.
Is. It's really cool. We really appreciate Renee and everybody out here at East River 9 for having us out here. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. Time for News of the Weird. Okay, let me ask you a question. Based on among the factors, proximity to military bases, gun stores, supermarkets to stock up on supplies, helipads, bodies of water for escape. What are the best? What is the best city for a zombie apocalypse?
You mean to get out of it?
Yes. The best city to live in if you're there's a zombie apocalypse.
Not New York. I would say Los Angeles.
New York is 2. Los Angeles is 5.
Houston? Sprawling.
Houston is the best city in the world, okay? Well, at least in the country, to live in if there's a zombie apocalypse.
All right.
Worst city? Miramar, Florida. Your place, Dell.
Why?
I'm not
really?
From Miramar. Why is that my place?
I thought New York would be bad because...
New York is second best. They got water all over.
Yeah, but zombies would literally, if it's an apocalypse, they're all over the place.
Yeah, but
you saw I Am Legend. They wiped that place out.
Yeah. San Antonio's 3, Miami's 4, Dell.
These are all
congratulations.
Sprawling
so I get
areas.
To take that one instead of Miramar? Thanks.
Yeah, but if you're in Miramar, you're screwed.
Well, I've never been to Miramar.
Let me ask you this question, Lance. 10 things that you never say to a stay-at-home mom. Have you said these things to Nicole? What did you do all day?
You don't say that.
Did you ever say that to Nicole?
No.
Course you're fit. You have so much time on your hands.
I've made some kind of reference. Doesn't go well.
You're so lucky you never have to worry about being sick. You can be lazy all the time.
I don't say that. That doesn't
When fit. When is it ever good to tell a woman she's lazy?
Yeah, I mean, that's a stay-at-home mom.
You're home all day, and that's the best thing you can wear?
No, that's never not said ideal, that? Yeah.
What is this, the 1950s? Who are you, Don Draper? What is this?
Where's my...
Have you ever said this?
I
don't have time to do that like you do.
That's a really bad one. That's one also. What do you think I do all day here?
How about this one? Some of us actually work.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. You can't say that. Well, you can't say that if your wife is at home and homeschooling your daughter.
My job's so stressful. You're lucky you don't have to deal with that.
That's another one.
One, do not ever say.
Yeah, that's what you
have. You
say.
Ever said any of those to your wife?
Yeah.
You have? Yeah. Yep.
A couple of them.
How about this?
During arguments.
Okay, self-snitching.
Yeah.
Here's like the number a Nevada rapper was arrested after killing a man and mentioning it in his song. Mm-hmm. Okay? How about stop self-snitching?
Well, what's the point of killing someone? You can't tell anyone about it.
You can't rap about it.
You got to tell people.
The rapper's name was Young Dumbass?
His name
Lil Dumbass.
Kenwan McDaniel. But that's not probably what he goes by.
No.
YouTube. He can't be Kenwan. Yeah, there's no way. He's got to be Lil Kenwan.
He's KJ.
Or Big Kenwan. I don't know. He's one of those. An Arizona man stabbed after refusing to call a man by his nickname. Do you feel... Okay, Dell, you have a nickname? We have to call you, otherwise you're going to stab us?
No, I prefer that you didn't call me by the nicknames you'd come up with.
All right.
Actually, I could see that.
Call somebody by their nickname, you should be stabbed?
No, I don't think you should be, but I could see it happening 100%.
In Florida, yeah. I don't know about in Arizona.
It's probably less to do with nickname and more to do with his given name.
So when we call you Baby Ears,
I'm okay. I could. Well, no. Actually, if you don't call me Baby Ears,
you don't want us.
Y'all
to call
don't
you baby
know,
ears.
But my ears are so sensitive.
He's got
these headphones.
He's got baby ears.
They call me Baby Ears, and if you don't call me Baby Ears, guess what?
Ow, my ears hurt.
Dell, could you turn
it down? Can you turn it down, please? My ears hurt.
Dell, turn it down.
It's got
this is loud.
We got to put baby powder in his headphones.
Lance, this is for you. July and August 2023, the two hottest months ever on record.
Yeah, I already knew
Do
that.
Do you think that's weird or not?
No, this isn't news of the weird. This is news of I already know that.
News of walking.
This is 40 or 45 days or 100 degrees.
This is
degrees
news
here.
Of walking outside.
Last one, just 36% of Americans are in favor of a 4-day school week. Are you in favor or not in favor?
No, you want your kids in school.
So here's where me and my wife are different. In her world, in her little world, she would like to, even though she doesn't always like being around them, she would like them for 4 days so that she can get an extra day for a travel, for a vacation to travel somewhere. Yeah. In my world, I'm like, no, six-day school week. 6 days school week.
That's right. That's
but Saturday's only like four hours.
Isn't church?
No, then you got to bring them and pick them up
from 11 to 3.
Do you take your kids go to church, right?
That's like
school. Church is like school for kids.
It kind of is.
It's a 1 hour.
So, yeah. With a lot of kids, it's worse.
Yes.
It's worse.
True.
All right, we're
done. Your friends aren't there.
Yeah. Thank you, East River 9. You're awesome. We appreciate you. Just the best. This is a great place. Come and see. Paulie G is next. If we don't call him Paulie G, he could knife us. All right, Paulie G next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about Doc Manavis and Access Vascular Health. It is so important, people. If you're older, there's a chance that your prostate has enlarged. And if that's the case, you've got to take care of it, because otherwise it could lead to kidney and bladder and urinary tract infections. You got to take care of this, people. So if you're somebody that is a little bit older, you're getting up in the middle of the night a bunch, you can't start, you can't stop, you have all of these symptoms of an enlarged prostate, first of all, you get a check to see whether or not it's cancerous. If it's not, then Doc Manavis is for you, because otherwise another doctor might say, no, you need surgery. No, you don't. What you need is an IV. It's basically a long lunch. Take care of all of this in literally an hour and about 15 minutes, and it's over. All you got to do, if you think you might have an enlarged prostate, 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.